But so we're holding over here in Pasuk Vav, in the middle of the in Yanim over here. Rosh Chalayka Carmel.
Rabbi, just before we finish, if Rabbi could, if I could have like 2 or 3 minutes. People have been asking me about security things for all the events. I don't want to take up too much time with it, but if we could maybe stop 3 minutes early so I could
Rosh Chalacha Carmel. Fidalis Rosh Chargamon. So the Rosh is like Carmel. So he says, the Goyin says, the Rosh Chalacha Carmel, Shakaja Kadoshim, Shor Rosh. Yirka Carmel Shah Gavoya Kena Kodesh Kadoshim Hoyab Makam Gavoya. So it's the Kodesh Kadoshim wasn't a Makam Gavoya, which is interesting to understand what I mean. He brings over here from Sefer Midas that the Kodesh Kadoshim was in a higher part of the Harabais. That's something today it's. I mean, we don't really know where anything is. We're Kholofin. That's the high point. Vidalis Roshich, Hematoyim Shasviva Kodesh Kadoshim, the little cells around the Kodesh Kadoshim, Kumaya Cyrus Adon Sviva Rosh. So the Rosh has Cyrus around it. And the same way over here also, there's something about the Rosh that it tolerates Cyrus, that it has Cyrus, something about this, the Cyrus that are. That a shaft in the Rosh. That's what he's saying over here. Masazos Rosh Kagomon Shumer Kavak Yadua. The Agomon is so it says Vidalas Rosh Kagomon. So those the what's around the head is like Agomon. Agomon is an acronym. Uriel, Rafael, Gavriel, Michoel. Those are the highest and Merkava around it. And Brian also mentioned it before. That so around the head there's a merkava, melech also berhatim, a pirush, bashchina sheichem b'seicha shu beis kodesh hakadoshim. The inside it is locked, so to speak, the melech. Now the word asur berhatim, the word asur over here is kind of strange. I mean, asur means a prisoner. So he says, so in the parentheses, Osvatar Shekola Umos Yinare Lov Ayutza Akra. In other words, the Rehotim means to run after, like in Aramis, Rat Basrei. And also, Rehotim means he's surrounded by this Rehotim. Hashem Yisken Elois B'nu Altila, Shem Nismechov and Agila B'simchov Tzahalav, is Kainbon B'isim Niskula. So this is kind of a very strange, this is a very, very strange interlude. In other words, the Kohen doesn't usually come around and say, you know, we should be zeichet the gulos le'mehera. He brings on the bottom and one of the tfusim ends over here. So that would make sense, but it doesn't make sense that it would end over here. But like upon him, as an end note, you know, that this is the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, you know, Klal Yisrael, and this is it. So then maybe this Vesham Nisrael Gila and so on. But if not, it's a very, very strange. You don't find the Goyen ever, you know, say these things, kind of. He's saying Pshat the Pasuk. But like upon him, V'choshev kan kol asher kaima. So he says he also includes over here the Batik Nasius and so on, like we saw, like we spoke about a while back of Chutzarts. I want to go back a minute and understand a little bit the Rosh Chalacha Carmel. And the Vidalis Rosh Chagomon, what exactly is the point of it? Yes, Kodesh Kadoshim was there and so on. So I mean, Beseder, so what's he describing over here? So I think what he means is when we say that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the high point, that's telling me that everything is being run by that Nekuda. When you have in physical descriptions something higher and lower is the flow of the Shefa. In other words, if I pour water on a high point, it will go down to a low point, not vice versa. So, Lamashal, if I have a person who his mood or his cravings dictate what he does, and then Bemela, the head follows along, and the head decides what it's going to do. So that flow means that the heart or the craving or whatever you want to call it is in the highest point, and everything else flows from it. When I say a shevach, that in the high point of Klal Yisrael, you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I'm making a statement about the flow of chiyus in Klal Yisrael. It goes, this is the high point, and b'meila it goes from here to everywhere else. So that's the shevach in Rosh Hashanah Karmel, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim being a high place. The Dalas Roishich also means that the Roish is able to have things around it. Some of the things, there are two Mahalchim in the Tzustel of the Guf to the Roish. One Mahalch is that the Guf does what the Roish dictates. And the second Mahalch is that the Guf is a Tzurich for the Roish. And it stalls itself to doing what's needed for the Reish. Those are two mahalchim in understanding the Tzustel. And this is what he's saying over here, Be'etzim, that there is a Tzustel. One thing is the pu'ulas of the guf come out from there. And the second thing is the Reish is there are yonim, gufnim, like the Cyrus, that are makif the Reish because they're of the Reish. But there's nothing in the Mahalach that is above the Reish or mashpia on the Reish in terms of what to do. So, Lamashal, let's give an example. If the security guard tells the king that he can't go someplace, it's not the pshat that the king, that the security guard is the Melech Malchim Rochim, he can be the other person. Dictating to the king that he can't go there, but rather he's there to serve the king, and b'meila he's telling him not to go there. So the inyanim of choyl that surrounded kodesh, the tachlis was always the kodesh. It just like the hair to the head. Maybe there are some people that think that the head is just a very nice place to hang a shaitel, but if a person is the way it should be. This is the Mahalach over here. So he says, okay, the next pshat. Rosh Lechke Karmel, Hara Karmel hu Meshupa v'Ogul. It goes down, it slants down. V'dala Soish Chemasai Sigdei L'mala B'Soif V'Mesin Kargamon. Okay. Now, he's going to explain next pasuk. According to the second pshat in the context of the first pasuk, my yafish, yesh from kina v'sina b'bayis, avo yesh from tanugim, eino b'maylo. So sometimes in the bayis itself, there is kina and so on, and therefore, even though the person is misanig, but if there's no shalom, it's eino b'maylo. Rak my yafisum an amt avos tanugim v'inyan koy lamelach. It's by my Rosh of my Melech, Buka Carmel or Kola Horam Aramim, Kenu or Kola Melachim, Dallas Roishich in Tamir Chacham Sheish on Shulchanoi, O Melech Oser Berhatim, Ze Melech Machem Lachem Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I think that the Pirish Beis, the Mile of Pirish Beis of Pirish Aleph is Nekuda. He's speaking about, in the Korinth first Pshat, we spoke about the hashpa of the ruchnius going on to the gashmius, the hashpa of the roish on the guf, and that everything is being done for this tachlis. The second pshat is more that there's a clear line of authority, and the authority itself doesn't have a machlokes. So the mashal, you could have a town that has a rav, and the town doesn't see the rav as an ikur. Sach hakol, they're interested in, you know, living a good life, and the rav is simply a timtza for, you know, they need a rav also. So there you have the first in the first description, where the rav is really the ruchnistic figure is the mashpia. Everybody shall sue. There's a second problem, where you have a rival for a rav, you have a candidate, you know, who wants to be rav. There's some sort of friction. That's in a certain sense much worse, because that's in the reish itself. There's this chalkus, and then there's no clear resolution. And that's why he says, so even though there's tanugim, meaning there's some ruchnius, but it's since there's fighting going on, it takes a price. So here he says, if it's matar sung in your kala melech, but tzolayma roshechu amelech, vuka karmel, shehu al kolahar maramim, kenu al kolah malachim. So the roish is above all other malachim, manhigim of any type and so on. That's one. Dallas Roshech Haim Tamir Hachom Sheyesh al Shulchanoi Umelchas Bahotim Zemelchon Hakash Brohu. So this is clearly going on the Mahalach of having very Mesuridic leadership, Mahalach Mitzad Hanhogah, not just Mitzad Guf versus, you know, Nefesh and so on. Okay, now it's going to speak about these two psukim in terms this pasuk ma'ifas mit mitzar atmo. So the second pshat incorporates the first pshat, and it's all talking about having a pleasant internal cohesion. Pirush aleph, my yafisim manamt abed tanugim, so is kamasik dom solit dom. So he says, if it's v'shadayach hashkoilis, ne'elu shnei apsukim, koilu kol darke ha'yira, ve'hein chamisha, le'yira oisoi, ha'beiz le'leches b'dach Hashem, koshkos razal, orachum ha'fat orachum. Ha'gimel, lintoya, avas Hashem l'vava, et shim sunaf shibavurei, Hadalid ladas is from Odor Hamash Vais Maisov, Apachilos of Hotel Gufoi, Yupnum der Hashem, which was called the Eu, Vavis Hashem. I hate the Kaiman says of Potemity took to him. So, first of all, let's go back slowly. I think it's going to dash it from the Pasik in a minute. But when he starts before, he says, Koil called Darke Hayira. So, he includes Ava also. I would think that what he means is, he's using the word Yira like the way we would use the word Avodas Hashem. I don't think he means the mid of Yira vis-a-vis the mid of Ava. He just says that the Inyanim of his Yachsas HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in five Ifanim. And it's based on the pasuk that he brings in a minute. Va'ati so much Hashem Chokim, the Yira, the Leches Hodrocha, La Ava Yisrael, La Ava Yisrael Kecha, Lishas Vistas Hashem. So basically, those are five inyanim that define Avodas Hashem b'chol yusa. Aleph liyira isay. So the yira Hashem. Leches bedarche Hashem. Kachkos chazal marach matrachum. So leches bedrochav is a facet of Avodas Hashem, not included, not in yira, not in ava. And other ones, the gimel in toya avas Hashem levad shem sanash bavuro. That's avas Hashem. Hadalid lodas is Hashem chol drocha ma'isav, which is a parallel to leleches bedarche Hashem. The mahuracha achum afatorachum Here you have Ladasim Haldach Mashavos Maisa. The first one, so let's understand the both Mahurachim Atarachum and Ladasim Haldrachav are including themselves one, Peulos that are chulin be'etzim, things that don't have a clear seder mitzvah in them, things that are not clearly taken shacharach as a mitzvah as an avera. Then also they are, one deals with the snagus between people, and one deals with snagus with the olam hazeh. You know, it's both of them are a mahalach, how I deal with, how I'm oisik with. One of them is with people, ma'arach ma'atarachum, and one of them is ladas Hashem ha'adrocha ha'mashveis ma'isav, and so on. So that's a parallel of these two things. The first one is shayach to yira oisai, because it's talking about using his midas as the way in which I deal with. So Yira is imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Haracha. You know, the Yira means to look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of his anhagas I naturally emulate. Mahurach matarachum. Ava is a very different avoda. In Ava's Hashem, the avoda is to be mevatel my avas atzmai. The avoda in ava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love myself. Now, when I have a conflict between the two, like Avraham Avinu with Yitzchak, whose ava is mevatel who? So here also, the avas atzmai of a person usually includes this tzarech haguf and taivis and things of that nature. When a person takes all of his activities and makes it l'shem shemayim, that becomes an oifin of doing to the world of chaymer, bringing it all into ruchnius, similar in a sense to what we saw before about midas from people to people. It's taking all of it and focusing it on one matara. Hahei lekayim mitzvos esek patem dikdutehim. So it's interesting how the Goyen flips around and he sees in the pasuk. They say that when we were right, we would start with all the wonderful mitzvahs, and then we would say there are a whole bunch of other wonderful activities. And through the pasuk like that, it starts with things that we would consider anhagas tavis, midas tavis, lifting mishuras hadin, whatever name you want to call it, not chiyuv. And yet, and that's to say that apsukim. So he says, v'zeim v'orim pas echad v'mishnah tayyah, about this object of Hashem, chokim yiras Hashem, l'lech sol drocha, la'ava yisai, la'ava yisai, la'ava yisai, la'ava yisai, la'ava Lishmatzu is Hashem. Vehein, le'umas chamish shechum shetayra. This is keneged chamish shechum shetayra. These five inyanim. I don't know if I could figure out the parallel between them. In other words, can we shtal to any specific chumashim? I mean, I don't know. It doesn't bring from the bottom. Take a look in 620. Ayin adas al yod dak Hashem nechok nashleisha tori mitzis ben lachaber dak Hashem musa. And that's it. He doesn't have more than that. Behein nechlolin b'chamish shetvarim shehein chval kulam neged chamish chum shetayr. Doesn't have a more specific oifin of dividing it. I don't know. So I would assume Lishmas Mitzvah Hashem would probably be Vayikra. That's where most of the mitzvahs are. I don't know how else to go with the other ones. V'zeh Shem Ayafis Huluma Sayira, which goes to V'zeh Chodesh, Leslan Shfiru L'chol Oisvin, Bar Ois Yud Fu Yofu Shfiroi. So the Zohar says that the only the ois that has beauty is Yud. So Yiras Hashem is Yofi because it's pure, it's so on. V'hu kiflayim the base dagen iloy v'tatoy. And this is two types of yira. There's yira iloy and yira tatoy, which roughly could correspond to yira sa'inesh and yira sa'raimus. Pirish, tevas yofis oylo b'chazal kiflayim tevas the yira. Who base dargan yira sa'inesh yira sa'raimus. So, umana amt. Okay, so he says over here that as far as yira goes, my yofis is yira. Why? Says because yira is yaifi, and he brings the different shatim over here. Let's ask ourselves, what is the shaykhis of yaifi to yira? He says my yofis is yira. The Zohar Kodesh says that the ois yud is yafa and so on. It's the first ois of yira. And the opposite, it's a shekhar mayofi isha semi disal, meaning the one who deserves yofi is this year Hashem. For kiflayim, the base dagen iloy v'tatoy. And it is, it includes in itself two dagen, say yiras oynish ha'yiras. So yiras ha'yiras also goes into it. So what exactly are we talking about? I mean, how in the world does Yofi come, does Yira come to Yofi? You know, the Zohar says, it's Yofa v'Shpira and so on. Well, Chodzis, what is it? What's the Tzushtel? So the emphasis is in the Pasuk. It says, Shek Echem V'al Yofi Yishu Yiras Hashem Hidis Halal. So it says something about Yira being the ultimate in Yofi. In the fact that it's a zel umaseh with yoifi, it's kilu saying the yoifi that you perceive is not the yoifi that you should be occupied with, but rather the yoifi of Yiras Hashem. That's the yoifi. So where do you see where do you see that inyan? So the possible explanation. The inyan of Sheker Chayin Vevla Yoifi, Chayin and Yoifi always are kosher to the Meshich of Ahava. And the Chayin Mokam Yeshver, anything that you like, there's a Chayin, there's a Yoifi. That Yoifi is created by a projection of your mind because you take it, because you want it. It's something which is a misleading yoifi because it's coming from what you want, not from what really is. The meter of yira is a meter as opposed to ava, which is born through dimyan. A person imagines how wonderful something is, and so on and so forth, and b'meli is nimshach to something. So there's always an inyan element like that. Yira is absolute. Yira is the pshat is, this is the way it is. That's why. So in the Mahalach of Yira, you have, it's the only place where Yofi becomes emes, because it's describing something that is not a figment of your imagination, but it's real. So Yishu Yos Hashem Yitzal means when the Yofi is on top of Yira, that's when Yofi has meaning. When Yofi is coming with Ava, so there the yoifi is a projection of what you would like. Masha Enkin, where it's coming from Yira, then it's an amitis. So even Yira's ha'oinish, but the pshat is, Yira is always pinpointing a reality. A person's scared physically of a reality. And therefore, it's something which is always kosher to that. Maybe that's why it's shaykh to it.
So just to clarify or make sure I understand, is the in Mishlei or in Eishes Chayil, is the reason whoever wrote it saying Shekar Achim Vehevel Ayefi because of what Rabbi's saying, because that's corrupted since you're in a get?
Correct. Correct, correct. And the Yifas Hashem means her Yofi is Emes. The her reflection of what's Toiv is Emes. So Lamashal, when a person is in awe of a Gvir, of a Gvir or Knacker, that's Sheker. If a person sees a Ruchnistic person and he's in awe of it, then that aura of his is Emes, is projecting in something that the Emes gives a person a sense of something deeper.
So that lashon is very yishmak, that sheker achim behavo yefi ishi Hashem he tisao, meaning don't be chasing the b'chein and the yefi, because that's misleading.
Because hoid is a type of yefi that includes that. Hoid is associated with a fear. It's a yefi that casts an awe on you, like the kind of hoid of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's okay, well, I'm gonna have to hold it here. You want to talk for 2-3 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, but it just comes out very, very odd that we're saying Yira is Yoifi, because Yira is not Yoifi.
Yeah, correct.
Yoifi is.
So Yira has its own type. Yoifi means a projection of inner self outward, and when you're in awe of something, when Haskel Basa, Kashem Ne'emoin Kotshei. When a navi is overwhelmed by a machzor that he sees, that has emes to it. That's an emes.